Instead of hanging out with friends after school, 15-year-old Julio travels from Sparks to Northeast Reno to practice his boxing. He was introduced to the sport by a friend and has been hooked ever since. Julio says the sport not only keeps him out of trouble, but gives him a goal in life. He thinks that might be what separates him from some of his peers.
Every time they get out of school or something, they just go to do drugs or find the easy way out. And I mean, instead of dedicating themselves to a sport or something, they decide to do what other people do to try to fit in.
The gym's founder, Roberto Nerey, has lived in the area for almost 40 years. And in that time, he's seen many kids waste their lives in gangs. In 1993, he established his own nonprofit, now called Guiding a New Generation or Gang, and later established the Battleborn Boxing Gym as a way to keep kids off the streets.
Once they're in here, they bond with people like me who can then get to know them more personally. And if I know that they're active or doing certain things that I know are going to get them caught up, then I intervene.
Nerey says people join gangs to find a family, one in which they gain respect and protection from other gang members. For many, the rewards outweigh the risks.
Honestly, these kids have no ill feelings about the fact that they might either die or end up behind bars maybe for life or just in prison in general by the age of 18.
As an ex-gang member himself, Nerey understands the allure. When he was young, he witnessed his mother and brother get beaten by Mexican police officers. For him, the gang life allowed him to go from being afraid to being feared.
I told myself that I would never allow anybody to hurt me again. And so I became tough. I became tough and I led and I wanted others to become tough too because I didn't want them to be in pain.
To combat the problem here, agencies such as Reno and Sparks Police Departments, the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, and the local school district have banded together to create a regional gang unit.
One of our main concerns is the citizens.
That's Andy Carter, the unit's sergeant.
That's our main focus, is to make sure these neighborhoods are safe for some of these lower income families that work their tail off. They don't deserve to live in being scared, looking over the shoulder of where they go.
Carter says there are about 15 to 20 active gangs in the region. He's seen the rate of gang-related crime remain steady, but the organizations are growing. As of last month, there were about 1,200 known and active gang members in Washoe County. Roberto Nerey knows firsthand how hard it can be to break out of the cycle. As recently as 2010, he went to jail for selling methamphetamine. Since then, he's stayed out of trouble and wants to help others do the same. Even though his staff do their best to prepare people for life after prison, some members are still unable to find steady jobs.
When that happens, I think they feel like they've tried. It's not their fault. They've reached the end of the road. So, okay, in their eyes, it wasn't meant to be. So now they have an excuse to go back.
Today, the Battleborn Boxing Gym is actually in danger of closing because of low funding. Along with the need for more safe havens, Javier Lopez, a detective on the gang unit, says there's also a need for more information. He urges people to take action and share anything that they know, even as an anonymous witness.
Gang violence is something that we can manage and we've been managing, but you know, without the help of the community, it's a divided line, us and them. And if we're not getting the assistance from the community, it doesn't mean that we're not going to be able to do our job. It's just going to take maybe a little bit longer.
Lopez adds that if people fear retaliation, they can call the Secret Witness Hotline, which allows them to report information they have regarding crime without having to leave a name or a phone number. Rocio Hernandez, Reno Public Radio News.